break it down, down like this.
Yo, 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 what is up everyone? Welcome along to Tempo Fit's Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Shearman. It is great to have you tuned in during COVID-19 lockdown. I hope you all are managing to keep that running ticking along in your neighbourhood, running from home, doing all the things that your local government is asking you to do. This week on the show, we have a really cool workout designed by none other than, well, this time we've got a couple. First time ever on the show, we've got a couple bringing you the workout. It is Sam Petty and Angie Petty, two fantastic runners from Christchurch. They, Sam's originally from the UK, now living with his wife, Angie, in Christchurch. And Angie is an Olympian from 2016 in the 800 metres. She is multiple New Zealand champ in the 15 and the 8. She is the World University Games gold medalist from a few years back in the 800. She's run sub 2 in the 8. And then we talk about Sam, who's got multiple medals, national champ medals. He's got a fantastic 800 meter. I think he's sort of low 150s. I should double check where his PB is, but it's very quick. And he's a fantastic runner as well. So perfect couple to get on the line and see what they're doing during lockdown, how they're coping with it all, and the sort of workouts that they're getting through. So this is a fun sort of workout that they've designed. It's got a bit of fast stuff. It's got a bit of steady stuff in there. You are going to be running mostly at 5K pace, and essentially it's a fartlek workout. So they'll dig into the details, but this is it. Four blocks of the following. 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off, 90 seconds on, 90 seconds off. And by on, I mean kind of about 5K pace, maybe a little bit quicker. And by off, just a jog. And then we're going to finish off with 4 times 8 seconds. They're calling it sprints, which is really suitable for a top level athlete. For anyone new to faster running, you might want to call them more like strides, just getting into fourth gear, running nice and quick, sort of between a lamppost. That's the sort of speed we're aiming for. Okay, handing it over to Angie and Sam. So we're really stoked to have on the phone with me today, Angie and Sam Petty, which is the first couple we've actually ever had on the show, which is very exciting. So Angie, Olympian from 2016, multiple New Zealand 800 metre and 1500 metre champ. And Sam, I was looking through your results. You've got a lot of bronze medals at New Zealand champs. Well done for those, but I'm sure you want to get some different colours in there.
Yeah, hopefully you're starting to get some more colours. It's good I can actually take medals now that I'm a permanent resident in the last few years.
Yeah, totally. How, for those listening, because obviously you're from the UK, Angie's from here in New Zealand, how long have you been out here, and when did you become an official Kiwi?
Because I first came at the end of 2012 as part of my university degree. And then after I finished my university degree back in Birmingham, moved here permanently in 2014. But obviously, like many will know, there's a bit of a process to become a permanent resident. So I think that was in 2016 or 17, I would have got that.
Awesome. It's great to have you here making making up some of the key, I was going to say making up the numbers, but making up the key numbers in a lot of races that we've called over the summer. So your kind of key event is what, the 800, 1500, would you say, Sam?
I seem to be split between the two now. My body doesn't seem to have decided which one is going to go for at the moment.
Especially after his 401 mile, he's got to try and break that 4 minute mile now.
Totally. It's there for the picking, eh? Oh, man. And what about you, Angie? You're obviously more of an 800 meter runner background, but you're, is age kind of pushing you up into the 1500 as well?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I think certainly for next year's Olympics, well, now that it's next year, still thinking more of the 800. But I have always liked the 15 as well, and I think, yeah, over the coming years, I will start to do more of that. I think, yeah, as you say, as you get older, your aerobic system improves more than your anaerobic and your speed. But then I'm still running some pretty good times over, like, 400. I think I split 55 in the relay only shortly after the 1500 at nationals and things. So,
yeah.
And 54s at times as well. So hopefully I can still stick around with the 8 for a bit longer as well.
I see that. Andrew always seems to be, when we finish the sessions, we do an 8 session, she's like all hyped up about it, and we do a 15 session. So, oh man, that was hard. And
yeah. The 8 ones are hard as well, but a different kind of hard.
Like a kind of hard that you enjoy going to that zone.
Yeah, those lactic. Yeah.
They're over before you know it, aren't they? Whereas the miler training, it gets into those that mental, like, oh, I'm in a deep dark hole and there's a long way out. Yeah. Cool. So we've got you on to talk about the workout, which you actually did this morning, which is great because you're going to be fresh off it. Now, Sam, you were on the bike, is that right? You've got a little injury at the moment?
Yes, I've been heading niggles earlier in the season, just taking the call to take a month off as we got the time, and was just on the bike to help out and let Angie know when we had reached the times and stuff.
Awesome. And so what's the workout going to be, Angie? What are we doing today?
Yeah, so a great workout that you can do straight from your house. So a 10-minute jog warm-up, so just nice and cruisy and slow for the warm-up, and then going into your drills, so, you know, your bum kicks, your high knees and lunges and things, and then a few leg swings, and then into the workout, which was 4 sets of 3 minutes fast, 3 minutes slow, then 90 seconds fast, 90 seconds slow, times 4. And then we did had a wee bit of a walk jog, and then into the 4 8-second stride outs or 60-meter stride outs, and then 10-minute jog warm down.
Awesome. And so what sort of time or what sort of speed are we looking for, bearing in mind that we're not all Olympians? Speed is relative for everyone. So we talked before about something like 5K pace-ish for the 3 minutes and the 90 seconds.
Yeah, 5K pace for the 3 minute ones, even down to 3K pace if you're wanting to make it a bit more challenging. Like I've just come off a 2-week break, so we're kind of stepping it up slowly. But certainly in peak season, I would do it a bit faster. So anything, even in peak season, down to more like 2K pace. But today, yeah, about 5K pace. And the 90 second reps were more like 2 to 3K pace.
Cool. So I guess a slight gear change between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it easy for people to understand, I guess, if you've run it, to go between that 5 and 3K. A lot of people would have times for that.
Yeah, or percentage as well. So maybe, 80% effort. So you're not quite maxing out each time.
Very cool. Oh, it sounds like a great workout. And then obviously we've got these strides or sprints at the end. How fast are you doing those?
They're pretty much max out. So being an 800-meter run, I do like to finish with something fast. And I think any time of the year, you still need that speed. And for everybody else out there as well, I think it's, you know, we can all sprint for 8 seconds full out, to even, you know, it's all relative to your fitness. So what speed you're going, you're still better give it that burst for 8 seconds. Yeah.
And I suppose what I try and encourage people to do, if you're brand new to running fast, like try to keep just a little lid on your speed, so it's not like being chased by a tiger.
You don't want to go and pull a muscle. If you're new to it.
Running as fast as you can while still being perfectly tidy is often what I think of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice good technique. And that's what I try to think about today as well, making sure I was lifting my knees and had good arm drive.
Once you start to get ragged, you're probably running the risk of hurting something.
Warmed into it from doing those longer reps first. That's why we have the sprints at the end, not right at the start.
Now, I'd love to dig into that technique stuff and what you're kind of thinking about towards the end. But let's go to that why question. So why would you be doing a workout like this? Like what's sort of going through your mind as you're warming up for this? Why not just go out for a nice, easy social run with your husband on the bike? So what are we trying to get out of this one?
Yeah, so I guess it's about getting your heart rate up. So obviously on an easy run, most people's heart rate might be between 140 to 150 or somewhere around that kind of number, whereas to get that extra benefit for the aerobic system, we want it to get up and, you know, somewhere around that 180, depending on age and everything. But for myself, I'll be looking somewhere around there. So getting, yeah, used to being in that kind of that zone where you are pushing and but still focusing on technique at the same time and getting those gains for races coming up.
As well with like quite a gap before we're obviously racing, it's getting in a benchmark nice and early in that block. It doesn't really matter how fast you go. It just gives you that indication of where you're at now that you can look back on in months to come.
Yeah, and that's interesting for you now, especially Angie. Your big goal this year would have been in July or August in Tokyo. Obviously, that's been pushed out till next year. So what does that mean for the next few months for you? Like, is this sort of, you can just play around with your training and, yeah, and have a bit of fun with it?
And yeah, so in some ways it's kind of nice. Like, obviously it's a bit of disappointment and I guess for me, my world ranking was only kind of just within the top 32 in the world where I needed to be. So I was kind of borderline and I needed to make sure I got a few more good points in either Queensland or in Europe. But I was tracking all right, but not, I guess, quite as amazing as I was hoping. And my times haven't been quite as good over the last year or so as I know I'm capable of, and even training-wise. So I guess I kind of see it as maybe, you know, almost a positive that I have got more time to get super fast before next year. But also, yeah, this extra bit of time where we don't normally ever have, where you don't have any races, just literally focus on training. And it actually feels quite relaxed. Like I feel like I'm already almost, yeah, coming into it with a more relaxed enjoyment kind of thing, that rather than stressing about, oh my gosh, I've got this race coming up. Not that I usually stress too much, but yeah, it's just really nice to be able to focus on training and try some new things as well.
Are there any specifics that you kind of want to get? You don't have to give away any secret sauce or anything, but anything, like, I guess I've been telling people, especially like, now's a really good time to focus on that stuff that you neglect when you're in mid-season or you've got a race just around the corner. Any things like that that you guys are doing?
Yeah.
One thing that we have always looked at is sort of the metrics and the numbers that you get out of a training session and from your watch, but because we've always wanted to try and make sure we're not doing stuff too new, it gives you the opportunity to just have a look at those things and maybe you have the opportunity to use them going forward is one area that we can take time to and actually have a little bit of a look at.
So going by heart rate data and things like that.
You starting to line up some heart rate zones. And then a lot of people will have noticed that their Garmin tells them you can now add power to your running information. Mm. So that's just something you can start to play around with. The technology is pretty new, but it's something new that you can have a bit of a play with and see what numbers it gives you.
Yeah, and then obviously just other things as well, like, you know, maybe try upping my mileage as I'm getting a bit older. So we did actually hit some 100K weeks at Snow Farm in December, and I seemed to come off quite well off that for the longer stuff. So I was running PBs over like 10K, 5K and stuff like that. Just didn't end up quite you know, doing quite so well over the 8 because I think we didn't get quite enough speed in. But now that we've got more time, I think we can, you know, keep trying to get that high mileage, just make sure we also bring more speed in as we get closer to the races.
Okay, so let's talk about how you do how you approach this workout. So obviously you start off with some drills, and what are you trying to get out of those drills? Is it sort of a wake the body up type thing, or what are you looking at with those?
A bit of both, getting the body woken up and ready to go and moving efficiently, but as well as just technique practice. So, you know, like lifting my knees so that I'm used to getting into that range when I'm doing the session. And I guess I have my kind of core drills that I do before every training session, and then we have some different ones that we'll do for certain reasons, you know. So today I just kind of did my standard ones and made sure I was warm up, because it wasn't like I was doing anything too fast or whether I was on the track, I'd probably have to be even more specific, I guess, with those. So this is more just a warm up.
And there's that injury prevention side of it as well. You want to have fully opened up the muscles just to make sure that they are really ready to go.
Mm. Cool. And I want to talk about that technique stuff, particularly in those 8-second sprints. But what about when you're in the the meaty end of this workout when your heart rate's been at 180 for quite a while, the legs are starting to get a bit heavy. What sort of internal messages are you sending yourself, and what's that self-talk keeping yourself in the game?
I think breaking it down. So, you know, like throughout the session, I was like, okay, we're done two of each, so we're halfway through, and then we've got one more set or two more sets to go. And then, you know, you get through the 3 minute, okay, I've only got one more. Breaking it down by numbers I often do, but also just thinking this is going to be so beneficial and enjoying it. So, you know, even if you are in a bit of pain, but think, man, I'm so stoked that I can actually still be running. Here we are in lockdown and I'm still able to be doing what I love. And, you know, around there's a beautiful day here in Christchurch today. So just thinking, not that you can think too much about those things because you are in the mindset, but
yeah,
being grateful for it.
Oh, it's a really important time to just be grateful for everything at the moment, eh? And okay. I think as runners especially, like, although you might only be able to run in your neighbourhood and not head down to the local track or whatever if you don't live nearby one, it's so much to be grateful for, eh? And what about technique-wise? And this might be something to put to Sam. What would you look for when you're on the bike next to Angie? Would you be saying any cues to her when she's doing those faster bursts?
Yes, yeah, so primarily for Angie, before we get into the quick stuff, I'm just trying to get her to loosen up in the shoulders because she can tense up a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And then when we get into that quick stuff, it's even more exaggerating it so that the arms and the legs are just sort of swinging through rather than trying to force it through. Yeah. If you're trying to force it, you can get quite rigid and then you're losing that power that you can have. When you watch the real top sprinters, like when they're in that flowing motion in that one year that really clicks in their life, it looks just effortless that they're putting power through, like 100% power, but with almost 100% relaxation. And it's for Angie, it's trying to transfer that into her shoulders, which is where she tends to get tight.
Yeah. And that's a really interesting thing. It goes back to what we talked about before about staying just shy of that absolute chase by a tiger type mentality. And you look at someone like Usain Bolt and you got to wonder, like, his ability to stay calm and relaxed in a pressure situation, I wonder what that paid off as far as his ability to stay relaxed but still full power output when he's sprinting as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we do get inspired by Bolt. I often think I've just got to run like him because we met him in London in 2013 at the Diamond League. So, I think it's just having those motivational athletes that you look up to and trying to be like them and, you know, and do it the best way that you can.
Yeah, and we absolutely still go back and watch videos and think, wow, that looks good how they're running. And then you think of it in a second, like, oh, I'm going to run like that for this bit.
Well, even my really good race videos that I have done in the past, like when I've run my best times at World University Games when I went sub 2, looking back then, so when I did have better technique. So on the days where it really clicked, so just trying to be positive and remember how to run as best I can.
Yeah, David Radisha, he's the one that I channel when I don't close my eyes when I'm running, but I sort of envisage my body being David Radisha. But it helps when you're 6'3" and I'm only like 5'10". And I look at photos of myself. Okay, that's not exactly David Radisha, but we're working on it.
There's aspects we can all take from a different great runner.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, this is a really cool workout. And those 4x8 seconds, are you walking after that or are you jogging? What's the recovery between those?
Walk back in between, or if you're wanting to continue, because we did our like 4 minute and 90-second intervals, like, you know, KL2 away from home. So we used that as kind of a coming back. So we did a sprint walk, But otherwise I would often do it, you know, walk back to the start, certainly a walk.
So the standard on the track would have been 4x60. You do the 60 and then you walk back to the start. So it's just replicating that when we don't have access to something like
and maybe
that.
Even a bit longer than the walk back, because the walk back might take you 30 seconds or so. So giving yourself a good minute or so to at least to recover.
Yeah.
And the reasoning behind going 8 seconds is we just want to not jump into that lactate point. So it's just short, pure power, pure speed, and keeping it tidy.
And they're definitely not puke yourself type sprints, are they? They're so short that it's about producing that speed without being tired.
Yeah, kind of like our flying 30s as well, where you just want that, like we do 30 build up, 30 full out in the summer, and then 30 the acceleration as well. So you just want that really short, sweet, fast speed going, not to tire out, just for that speed really.
Awesome. And I think that's a really good point for a lot of people who view every running workout like it should be really hard. And I think that's something that you that people can get into a trap of, with especially distance runners, rather than thinking about it, oh no, this, the purpose of this part is actually speed and leg turnover and getting fast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like today I was trying to think about having my knees high, and those sometimes I find it's just one or two cues. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of things at once, but if you focus on one or two cues each time you do a stride out, then you soon start to be able to replicate that naturally without having to think about it.
Awesome. Well, it's an exciting workout. I can't wait to give it a whirl this week. But before I let you go, you guys are up to some pretty exciting stuff at the moment. I know Angie's kicked off a new fitness platform online with your two brothers. So tell us a bit about that and how people can get involved.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so that's we call it Stay Fit with the Smiths. So Smith was my maiden name before I married Sam. My older brother Johnny, he's 3 years older than me. My younger brother Tim's 2 years younger than me, and we're all personal trainers. Johnny's been in the game. He's been a personal trainer for 10 years, and Tim about 7 years. I'm the newest one, about a year and a half now, but obviously been in the gym for many years. But we just felt it was a good time to start something when everyone's stuck at home. We've been talking about doing something for a while, maybe one day even opening up our own gym or something. But we thought this was a great thing to do, what we can do from our own house. And yeah, it's been going really well. We just we made a website together, so just stayfitwiththesmiths.com, and basically all the information's on there, and then people that can sign up, it's just $12 a month for 12 workouts per week, so they can get 48 workouts per month under our Facebook subscribers page. So once they sign up, they get into access to our Facebook subscribers page where we do all the live workouts.
Brilliant. Oh, it sounds great. And I've seen a bit of the content on Instagram. It looks really cool. So definitely encourage people to check it out. And personally, you're both on Instagram. Is that the best place to follow what you're up to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, we've not quite become TikTokers yet.
So we just got TikTok about a week ago, and we're kind of having to learn that one because we're not particularly dancing. We'll try to try and get better at that, more coordination involved. Yeah,
but at the moment, we're
the cross training generation.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook are mainly what we use. Yeah.
Cool, awesome. And handles for those, how can people find you?
At ng_run800.
I'm at Sam Try Run.
Still from his
Sam_try_run, because I used to do triathlon.
Yeah, so that's try as in TRI rather than TRY. crucial difference. Well, thanks so much for joining me, and apologies for breaking up the middle of your Easter weekend, but
I really appreciate it.
We always love to talk about workouts.
Yeah, and we'll have to listen to more of them as well and try other people's, especially now that we are a bit more flexible with our training. We can do more what other people recommend, and I'm excited to see Nick Wallace's one coming up.
Absolutely, yeah, it'll be an interesting one. So stay tuned, everyone, and thanks, Angie and Sam.
Thank you so much for having us.
So a huge thank you to Angie and Sam for joining the show. It was so good to have them on. I really do encourage you to check them out on social media, and also check out what Angie's doing with her two brothers. Get Fit with the Smiths. They're doing some cool stuff online, so check them out. Also, I want to put out a little note. I've been working with Athletics New Zealand over the last few weeks, launching what we're calling Athletics New Zealand Virtual. We're releasing a whole bunch of virtual races, some online content that you can get involved with. So do follow Athletics New Zealand on social media. You'll see what's going on. And right now, as of this week, we're entering 3 weeks of the Virtual 5K National Champs. This is really cool, absolutely unprecedented. Wherever you are in the world, you can take part in this, claim what club you're going to run for. You don't even have to be a member of that club. Sign up, it's totally free and a really fun thing to do in your neighborhood running from home. Okay, go and check it out. athleticsnewzealand.co.nz/virtual will tell you all the details. Okay, see you next week, everyone. Happy running. Bye. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online. So please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running.